Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is All Things Considered on 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. The new general manager of the MBTA, Beverly Scott, began her new job in Boston today. She previously headed Atlanta's transit system, and she's the first African-American woman to head the T. She spent this morning meeting commuters on the blue and orange lines, and she stopped by our studios this afternoon to talk about the job ahead of her.
Our biggest priority is excellence in terms of customer service. And so I say it's not a question in terms of the tremendous financial challenges that we're facing. Quite candidly, they are the same kinds of challenges that are being faced by public transportation systems across the country. Candidly, every single area of infrastructure in the United States is batting roughly about a D minus in terms of what we've done in terms of investment. So it is daunting, but it's one of those kinds of issues that just absolutely have to be addressed. I will tell you that first and foremost, our business is service. I mean, that's number one. I always tell people you're only as good as your last rush hour, okay?
And safety, reliability, service, these are exactly problems the T has been having lately.
Right.
So how would you measure right now how the T is doing?
What I would tell you is that the T is doing remarkably well given what the T has in terms of resources. Oldest subway in the country. When I wound up hitting the stations this morning, I was on the blue, I was on the orange line. The cleanliness that I saw in those stations, and I'm talking about cleanliness, I'm a kind of person, I look at the grout, and I'm looking at the track beds to see whether or not there's paper, there's trash.
Cosmetic
and all
appearance.
Of that. It cosmetic, but also safety, okay? And there is no way that what I saw, I was in a station this morning that was 100 years old in 2004, okay? And that station was not spit shine, but close to it. And so the point that I'm making to you is that what I saw was enduring caring, that you could not have made that up for a general manager for her first day. Now, having said that, the reality is that we're sitting up with aging infrastructure, and I'm talking about really aging infrastructure.
Century-old infrastructure.
So that's stations, that's facilities, that's all that. So where I connect the two is this. First and foremost, our focus has got to be on the quality and the caliber of the service that we wind up putting on the street. But absolutely, you cannot make bricks without hay. And that's where the financial investment and the increased investment is so critical.
And on that note, the Senate Minority Leader in Massachusetts, Bruce Tarr, has said that the T has to make distinctions between what is required and what is desired. You know, he says, for example, we have a lot of severe maintenance and equipment problems. We also would like to expand commuter rail service and extend the Green Line. What do you consider the desires versus the what is required?
I think that we need to have a combination of all of them, okay? There is not one question in the world that the first thing that we have to do is to fix it first in system preservation. We're sitting up on tops of billions and billions of dollars of existing assets, and so clearly there is we must, in fact, fix it first. But at the same time, in order for us to wind up being able to be competitive and to wind up being able to prosper and move forward as a region and a commonwealth in the future, we also have to wind up being able to expand and expand intentionally and strategically, because that's going to be required. And also, in order for right now, the T, is burgeoning in terms of ridership. To wind up being able to accommodate the growth that we want to wind up taking place, this is not about the T. This is about what is our vision and what is it that our reality is going to be in terms of where do we want the Commonwealth to be positioned. In order for that to happen, it's going to mean that the T, we cannot just do state of good repair and system preservation.
And fares have gone up recently, but there's a tremendous amount of debt. Revenue continues to fall well short of what you need. How can you get the T on firm financial footing?
It's going to require significantly increased financial investment.
Where is that going to come from?
I think that all the different tools need to be on the table. I don't want to try to wind up, I've been here one day, I don't want to try to wind up becoming prescriptive, but it cannot all come by any stretch of the imagination in terms of the fares for the system. So there is going to have to be, it could be a combination of tolling, could be increase in terms of the taxes, but it's going to have to
tolling. Do you mean road tolls that get directed to the T?
Oh, it could. There's a whole host of different methods that one could use to wind up funding. I think trying to find what is the right balance and what really winds up fitting well for the Commonwealth is going to wind up being the challenge.
While you're living in Boston, do you expect to ride the T on any regular basis?
Oh, I expect to ride the T on a very regular basis, because at this stage, I'm honestly saying I'm not going to bring a car up here. And so I've got a realtor that's looking, and I've been very clear with them that I want to be able to walk and use the service every single day. Get me near a little zipper flex car so I can do those kind of things when I need to. But that's my intention, is not to, in fact, wind up bringing a car up here.
So if the T isn't working well on a daily basis, you plan to know about it as a commuter?
I am going to know about it as a commuter.
Beverly Scott is the new general manager of the MBTA. She began her new job today. Beverly, thanks for coming to the studio.
Oh, thank you so much. And I look forward to hopefully being able to return as well.